At the Mwero mine in eastern Uganda, 17-year-old Mateus is digging for gold. He says if he doesn't find any, he doesn't get paid.
If you come back again, you try another chance. If you have not good, again you go back home. Now sometimes you get little money like 20, 10,000.
10,000 Ugandan shillings is the equivalent of around $2.80. Schools in Uganda have been closed since March 2020, shortly after the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed on the African continent. Some classes reopened in February this year, but shut down again 4 months later as the country faced a surge in infections.
When COVID came in, schools were closed. Other activities got closed. It forced youths to come in and involve in this activity to get what? To get some money for survival. It also forced younger children because they had nothing to do.
The UN says Uganda is now the only country in Africa where schools remain closed. 16-year-old Annette worries she'll never catch up on the schoolwork she's missed.
Staying at home sometimes, you cannot have any morale to read books. And you can just somehow, sometimes just forget what they taught you at school.
The government says they'll reopen schools when more than 5 million of the country's 44 million people are fully vaccinated. So far, only 700,000 have been. This lockdown is expected to last until early next year, which means more children in Uganda will miss out on one of the most important part of their lives, education. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.